I was asking Jesus, hey, what do you want to talk about? And the word came to me. Jesus, he said the word cheap. Cheap.
C-H-E-A-P. Cheap. Y'all heard me?
He said the word cheap.
And so I was like, what that mean? Cheap.
So God started talking to me a little bit. And the verse he gave me in the scriptures, Matthew 10:8, says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely you receive, freely give. Freely you receive, freely give. The Lord said, cheap. I said, what in the world? What are you talking about? He said, and he started breaking things out to me a little bit. He said, Jesus, he said, freely you receive, freely give. He said, man, I want you to give a Jesus that is free, but it's not cheap. I want you to give out a Jesus that is free, but not cheap. Freely you receive, freely give. Let me explain. Let me help you out. Because something that's free, but not cheap, or is expensive, that's an oxymoron. How can you be free and expensive at the same time? How can you be free but cost me everything? How do you do that? Free, but not cheap. And God said, I'm messing with the Lord. The Lord's talking to me. And he said, let me break it down to you. He said, man, first of all, Jesus, heaven, grace, mercy, salvation, deliverance, joy, peace, all of that is free. It's all free. Let's say all this. This is Jesus. This is everything that Jesus offers. It's free. Glint here. Free. Give it back. That's Jesus. I just gave you blessing. Here, grant it. It's free. It's free. Free. Now give it back. All right. It's free. All I can do is give it to you. And there's two things you can do. You can either receive it or reject it. Jesus is free. You cannot pay for him. You can't pay for it. You cannot earn it. It's free. It's already been paid for. I give it to you. Jesus is free. Freely you receive, freely give. Jesus is free. Satan tried to buy it. Remember? He took Jesus, he tempted him. And he took him up and said, I own everything. I'm in control of everything. If you got a true temptation, you got a true temptation, you got to have it. Now, Satan said he owns and he has everything. He had all power, all money. He says, he took him up to the highest and he showed him the earth and he said, all of this belongs to me. He tempted Jesus. He could not have tempted Jesus unless he really owned it. Control. If I come to you and I say, hey, I'm gonna sell it to Microsoft for $2 billion. Give me right your check. I'm pretty sure you can figure that out. Alright, man don't own, so that ain't no temptation. In order for something to be a temptation, you got to own it. You gotta be real, you gotta make joy. And he tempted Jesus. He said, hey, I own everything. I got everything. I'll buy you. Jesus said, I'm not for sale. I'm free. I've already been paid. I'm free. You can't buy this. You can't earn this. Jesus can't be bought and can't be earned. You can't go to get a degree and say, hey, I got Jesus. I got heaven. I got salvation. No. You can't do any of that. Can't be bought. Jesus is free. You can only reject it or receive it. Everybody understand that? Jesus is free. But on the flip side, he's expensive. He's not cheap. He costs you everything. Now, how is that? How do you cost everything? You're free, but you're expensive. Well, you got to understand. In the world, the way we get things is through currency, or we got power, or we got some kind of position, and we can take it over, we can get it. But in heaven, anything you get from heaven, grace, mercy, anything you get from heaven, you got to pay for it with heavenly stuff, heavenly money. On earth, you use earthly money. In heaven, money don't mean nothing up there. Streets pay to go. You got to pay another way. You got to pay with your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's everything. It costs you. Now do you understand it's free, but it ain't cheap. It costs you. There was a man, remember a rich young ruler came to Jesus? Ruler, rich, had in control, ran stuff. He had. And he comes to Jesus and says, I want to buy some heaven. I want to buy some of this. And Jesus said, okay, all right, here's what you got to do. And he said, what? Let me stop right here. You ever bought something cheap? You got the money. You can purchase it. But if you see something else cheap and you say, I ain't gonna buy that. You know, I'm gonna pay for it. You ever did that? And if you buy something that's cheap, it'll break on you, it'll tear up, it won't last. I mean, you got the money, but you just go the cheap way. That's what the Lord was talking to me when he said. He said, this person, this rich young ruler, tried to go cheap on me. You see, when you come to buy anything from heaven, it costs you your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. It costs you everything. It's expensive. The man had it to pay. Because I told him what to do. He didn't want to pay that. He wanted to cheat Jesus. That's what God was talking to me about. Brought me all the way around and he said, there's a cheap Jesus. Did you know there's two churches out there? There's two churches. Did y'all know that? Okay. All right. There's two churches. There's a religious church and there's a Christian church. Y'all didn't know that? There's a church, you can see it. I mean, there's a church that says, hey, if you got enough money, I'll make you a deacon board leader. You know, I'll make you an elder. You know, I'll put you on the everything. You know, you got enough status, enough power, I'll put you in control. And then there's one over here. The only way you get in position is if you serve the Lord. If you're humble before God. Ain't got to do with nothing that you got on. Or with it. Over here, you can earn it. Hey, if you come to this class and be in this building at this time and do all this, and you got, then you can be in. Then there's another church. How faithful are you to the Lord? There's two churches out there. You had the Pharisee church, and you had those who were disciples of Jesus. There's two churches out there. And what God was getting across, he said, man, there's a cheap church. I call it a cheap church. They don't want to pay everything. They don't want to pay heart, mind, soul, and strength. But this one over here, you pay with your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And that's what he started talking about. That's what he started to advance. Cheap. Don't you give away a cheap Jesus. Then he started talking to me. He said, Van, here's how you know. So I got my stuff up here. Y'all remember what Jesus said? About being a servant. If anybody want to be great, be a servant. Two ways you can use this. This is a servant trick. There's two ways you can use this trick. One, like I do at home, I go home, I go in the refrigerator, I pull out everything I want, put it on this tray, and I sit down in front of the TV and say, and I serve myself. Yes. I serve myself. Or you can be a servant. I can take this tray and God, you give me what you want me to give to people. And I can go to you and I can go to you. I can go to the white. I can go to the black. I can go to the young. I can go to the old. You follow? I can go to the rich. I can go to the poor, I can go to the up, I can go to the down, I can go to those who are messed up and those who got it all together. When you're a server, you ever see people serve at a restaurant? All the servers, they got different areas. And when somebody comes in their area, whoever comes in their area, you're supposed to serve. It don't matter what color you are. It don't matter what you got or don't have. Don't matter who you are not. Don't matter your size. Doesn't matter. You serve. If you're a servant, and you serve who I tell you to serve, that's a cost. That's a price. Because some people are tripping. Come on, you've been to a restaurant, you watch some people. I know y'all not like that, but I know you watched other people serve other people. People are a trip. You try to serve them and they want everything their way, the way they want it, and fuss and whine, and la 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 la, and cheap on tipping you and the whole nine yards. Sometimes you got the service. Oh Lord, that's the same person. Got to serve that same person again. Doggone it. And you know what they're going to ask for.
You got some money?
You going to help me? If you got a cheap Jesus, I see you coming and I don't want to serve you. Serve me. And tell me it ain't real. I've been to churches. I know it. I walk in churches. I'm the only black thing in there. They can't help but see me. And we'll turn around and walk right over to the white people and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Been there. Did the same thing. Went in the black church, did the same thing. See somebody white, what were they doing in here? They lost. Cheap Jesus won't do that. But if you pay your heart and your mind and your soul and your strength and somebody comes in your path, you will serve them, not yourself. Are you following?
This is my, or this is a teacher's plan book.
You got a calendar, you got dates, you got times, you got schedules, and I got a G here. G stands for God's calendar, and M stands for my calendar. Jesus was in the garden, and he said, not my will, but thy will. In other words, sacrifice. You ever had a plan? I'm going to get married at this time. I'm going to have this many kids, and I'm going to die at this time. I'm going to get rich here. I'm going to retire here. I'm going to have this. I'm going to make this. You ever had a plan? You ever had it on schedule? All right, what you going to do? I got a 5-year plan. I got a 10-year plan. You ever do that? Okay. I did inside. All right? You plan your day out. You plan your month out. You plan your year out. You plan your life out. You got it all planned. I got it. Ta-da! And see, what happens is, those people who want to cheat Jesus, they'll plan this stuff out. Yes. And Jesus say, well, I got another plan. They'll say, nope. Not doing it. Not going there. Not changing my plan. And even if you change it, God, yourself, even if you change the plan, I'm going to stay over here and I'm going to complain about it being changed. I'm going to fuss. I don't like the way this, you know, I can't understand why I'm here, why I'm going through this. Those people got a cheap Jesus. Those who got an expensive Jesus, not my will, but thy will be done. God, I know I made plans. But whatever plans you got, when you want to change them, you can change them. Matter of fact, I'll take your schedule. And I'll make plans at any time you want to change. For 25 years, I walked a certain way in ministry, and then God took it from me. God said, I want you to walk this way. I want you to walk with special needs kids. You gotta change them, they pee on you, mess on you, cuss you out, hit you, hurt you. I'm gonna send you a whole nother way. I'm gonna change the whole thing up. You're gonna make half, less than half of what you used to make. You're gonna have to struggle. I'm gonna change everything up. I gave you a plan. What you gonna do? And I got it, man. I would be lying if I didn't. I was over here in that other church with my little cheap Jesus, and I was like complaining. I don't know. The other day, Jackie had to jump on me because I was. I was over here, and God was like, cheap. Real Jesus, the expensive Jesus. Lord, what do you want? Is this where you want me? Okay, so be it. Shut my mouth and do what I gotta do. Stand with you. Be a blessing for you. Live for you. Because you ain't cheap. You paid a lot for me. You paid the price. You sacrificed. If he did that, I guess I can do that. But if it's cheap, you won't want to do that. Does that make sense?
Last one. He says, if you want to reign with me,
you got to suffer with me. Remember the Bible says, take up your cross and follow me? Oh, a lot of people got crosses, but they take their cross. Here's what they do with their cross. They put it in their house and put it on the wall and say, look at that cross. I got a cross. Or they'll put it, they'll put it around the neck. They wear a cross. But they won't carry this thing. You gotta suffer. If you're gonna reign with me, you gotta suffer. Jesus is he's at the right hand of the Father. He is there. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he has suffered. And if I'm gonna bring you up, who do you think you are? You're gonna have to suffer. How are you gonna suffer? I mean, think about you. You're gonna have to suffer, but you gotta pay a price. Rejection. I'm going to come to some people. This is part of suffering. I'm going to come to some people, Graham, and I'm going to come to them and I'm saying, hey, I freely give you Jesus. And some people are going to say, don't want it. Don't want the Jesus you want to give me. They got the right to reject it. They don't have to receive it. There's some people, and isn't it something, you'll go to some people, man, and they need Jesus more than anything else, and you try to give them Jesus, and they'll just look at you like, that stuff hurt. Especially when somebody you care about. Anybody got any family members, any relatives, any neighbors, any friends you care about, and they don't want them? Matter of fact, I used to be one of them. Jesus come to me, people come to me, bang, here's Jesus. You got time for no reason. Don't. Been there. That's part of suffering. You'll be rejected. Some people, they'll come, they'll come, and I call it they rob you. But I mean, they'll come, it's like they use you. You come with Jesus, and you come and you help, and they say, yeah. And they, what can you give me? You give and you serve and you do whatever. You take your time out, you take your energy, you take your wisdom, your wealth, you give it to them, you help them out, you do everything, and then they turn around and just leave. I know some people like that. I used to be like that. You ever been in a situation, you were in trouble, and you said, God, get me out of this. And God got you out of this, and you said, bye. You didn't pray no more. I mean, before then, you were praying. God, Jesus, help me. I need the help. Get me out of this. And then as soon as you got out of this, he never saw you in church. He never saw you. Nothing. You just left. And people do that. When you take up your cross When you say, okay, I'm not going to sell a cheap Jesus. I'm going to sell the Jesus. I'm going to give the way to Jesus at cost. In other words, I'm going to get involved with people who might use me. I'm going to get involved with people who might reject me. I'm going to get involved with people who will hate me. Understand, when you truly receive this Jesus, everybody ain't going to like you. Some people are going to hate you, and they will be sent by the devil to show their hate. That's their only job. I never forget, I sat in the class. I don't mess with people. I need to be alone. If you want to be crazy, be crazy. I don't care. If you want to be fooled, be fooled. I do not care. I'm okay. I won't mess with you. You don't mess with me. I'm cool. I sat in the class. This lady hated me. I'm thinking to myself. And she told me. It's one thing to hate people and then you talk to them talk about it behind the back. I don't like you. And you're like, that's part of the price. You're going to reign with me. You're going to suffer with me. Ain't everybody going to like you. You're going to have some haters. Now, if you over here with cheap Jesus, you're going to try to make everybody happy. What can I do for you? Let me make you happy. Or you ain't going to get involved with people. I don't mess with people. That's too much. I ain't got time to go through that. I ain't going to talk about Jesus. I ain't going to try to encourage people about Jesus. I ain't going to try to help them, but I'm just going to stay out of the way. That's that cheap Jesus. This one over here, I'm sorry, but you're going to suffer. But it's all right. I'd rather have a diamond. I'd rather have true gold, real gold. I'd rather have a Rolls Royce than a Honda. You follow? I'd rather have the real thing. I don't want a cheap Jesus. Freely you have received, freely give. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You are an awesome God. Thank you for loving us. I thank you, Jesus, that you're not cheap. You paid the ultimate price. You gave it everything. Your life was expensive. Thank you, Lord. Freely I receive. Freely I give, Lord. Father, help us to understand your word and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.